it's really uncertain what's going to happen now.
Yes.
Like, video games are going to happen now, but those just might be, like, MCU characters only, which is, like, a little bit... Yeah.
Like... I mean, that's good, things but have it's been just good. Leaving out so many, yeah. like...
Things have been good
characters
but...
who didn't make the cut for the MCU.
Yeah. Like, things used to be... have been really good for, like... There's been, like, a dark period the last few years, but things have been really good. I just don't see how it could get better. Like, yeah, we're in a Spider-Man renaissance for sure these past few
absolutely.
Years with the video games. People
Homecoming,
like the new cartoon.
The
but
cartoon's
who
great.
Cares about that? The regular cartoons are getting on streaming now, which is good. It's like, Sony, by the way, Spectacular Spider-Man Seasons 1 and 2 on Crackle, whatever the weird Sony thing is. That's the only thing you need to watch on there. It's free.
Ooh, and Crackle.
They also have
like
six free. Random episodes of Community every once in a while. Which ones? Who knows?
Ooh.
Ah. Yeah, I just don't see how it gets better. Like, Marvel Ultimate Alliances 1 and 2, like, the video games were, like... Like, watching those cutscenes, they're, like... Oh, the first one? They did, like, real cinematic
yeah.
Square Enix level cinematic cutscenes that are pretty great, except for the voice acting's terrible.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
It's just kind of hard, because you see all the, like, the characters in the movie.
Yeah.
And you associate...
Whatever. You see there, the first one you see is always the most important. Like,
yeah.
Just like Unlimited, I don't care about any other The Question, because The Question is one of my favorite characterizations of a superhero, of anything in those few episodes he had in Justice League Unlimited. And then Young Justice is just going to be the best test of time for any sort of Robin or any of them.
Oh,
for, like,
yeah,
a while.
Absolutely.
Like, nobody will ever accept any other Teen Titans, as you find out, with the new Titans show, which is really good characterization, really great interpretation of, like, comic book DC as a whole. But people just won't watch it.
A new Teen Titans series? Oh, it's called
Titans.
Isn't
yeah.
It? I remember saying something about that universe. And was super confused.
Yeah. The trailers. Yeah. The thing with, like, bad trailers and, like, blockbusters is that people have made a good point. Is like, yeah, the people who edit these trailers has to have, like, a problem with Sony. And, like, all these people with making such bad trailers.
Right? Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I just don't see... Yeah, because Telltale's dead, so we're not going to get any more Marvel games that they were going to do. Or Stranger Things games or whatever.
Yeah.
Actually, they were. Yeah, everything's just, like, branding in different mediums now.
It really is.
Like,
yeah, to succeed, you
have
to piggyback on, a pre-existing franchise.
That's, like, in more of the zeitgeist.
Yeah.
It's all in the zeitgeist.
Goodness gracious.
Get into podcasting.
Ooh! You're right. It'll be very hard. I won't say it's impossible, but it'll be very hard for the MCU or just like Marvel, the environment around comic books to get better.
Yeah.
Because
I think the movies are getting better.
Oh,
like,
as like
getting
movies.
Better, like more creative endeavors. Like
yeah.
they can actually expand because they have just like the name, the brands and like everything.
Oh yeah. Like, they have the resources and the...
Yeah.
Like, the support.
Comic book is getting a real big change up, for better or for worse, thanks to Stanley's daughter.
Yeah.
And, video games, of course, are gonna fund everything, because Square Enix is shutting down Final Fantasy, kind of.
It's the end of an era. The industry is in kind of a tough place.
Yeah.
Especially with, like, movies.
Because it's either gonna be revivals of old things that people keep yelling about.
Yes.
Which, for better or for worse.
Yeah.
Or just reboots.
Yeah, and even in, like, simpler terms, it's like, there's already, like, I won't say oversaturation, but there is a lot of superhero movies out there.
Yeah, I think...
I mean, there's,
people,
like, two, three a year.
Oversaturation is, like, happening, because... I think that's the thing, like, in this sort of day and age of, like, this decade, at least, is oversaturation. Because people actually have access to this stuff.
Yeah. There was a thing yesterday. Did you see it
there's
on YouTube?
There's another trailer for a Lego movie, too.
Yeah, well, that. And they would run the trailer on YouTube as an ad.
Yeah.
And then they would run... It's a skippable ad. But then they would run the entirety of the first Lego movie... as an ad, so they could, like, give it to everyone, but you were, like, allowed to skip it.
Right.
And so, like, that was their, like, Black Friday promotion thing.
Right, yeah, that's good.
Is just on all videos on
YouTube. Like, I started Movies Anywhere a while ago, because probably have to, because digital movies are, you know, the only thing that's going to be around for a while.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, the Xbox One's going to have a discless console coming out soon and everything. It's going away from discs. A lot of computers don't have disc drives anymore.
Yeah, I mean, most laptops, like 90% of laptops don't. Pre-built desktops pretty much always have them.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I don't know, the home-built ones, I mean, it's up to personal preference, but you don't really need one. I always install one just because I have one lying around, and it makes it a lot easier to install, like, drivers.
Yeah.
Like, your motherboard drivers, it's like, it's a lot easier to boot from a disk when you have a disk drive.
Yeah. But yeah, Lego Movies is one of the first, like, hey, sign up for Movies Anywhere and get free movies. And it was, like, Lego Movie and Jason Bourne, which are solid enough.
Yeah.
And then just, like, the female Ghostbusters extended edition, which is, like, 20 minutes of dance sequences.
Yeah.
Yeah. What happened to the Ghostbusters cinematic universe that Dan Aykroyd was yelling about when the first murmurs of, like, the Channing Tatum, Jonah Hill Ghostbusters and all of them were trying to do baby Ghostbusters? That was a joke around that Dan Aykroyd made, but he still wanted to do it.
Baby
Ghostbusters?
Were they babies?
Yeah, the Ghostbusters were babies.
Hmm. That's a product of the 90s that I remember.
Yeah.
Late 90s, early 2000s.
Early 2000s,
where everything
definitely
was, like, baby
every
related.
Cartoon was baby. Tom and Jerry babies. Like, Boomerang got added to Verve. Should be sponsored, by the way, Verve. At Harrison Cordell. But, yeah. Yeah, they added Boomerang, which is all the Scooby-Doo stills, which there is, like, a pub named Scooby-Doo, which that's the one I like. That's the good one.
Yeah, yeah.
Looney Tunes Baby wasn't half bad, but then there's just, like, Tom and Jerry Kids. Just like, what?
Yeah, just like,
what's the point of kids beating each other? Like,
everyone capitalized on the Rugrats success.
Yeah.
And so every show did, like, a kid's
mostly the same.
Oh,
like,
it's
a lot of the
shows,
like Muppet Babies and all that, they were just, like, yeah, the Muppets had learned stuff on their own anyways. They were already childlike, but now they're just, like,
yeah, it's the same show, like, every time. It's just they're just smaller versions of themselves.
Oh, whoa, this TV show's kind of scary. Well, you shouldn't be scared of TV, because it's not real. These are all this stuff. Instead of just, like, hey, how do I start a trust fund? That's an episode of Teen Titans Go. That sounds good. Like, housing developments and, like,
honestly,
yeah, Teen
Titans Go, love how self-aware Teen Titans Go is.
Yeah, they just make funny jokes, lots of
little
things.
They realize
they just
they're
do
not,
whatever.
Like, they're not the original show.
Like, and they don't care, like, whatever people think about their DCs or whatever.
Yeah.
Weird Al Yankovic to play Darkseid.
Oh, good.
It was just like,
did
Nick
you watch
Cage
the
to play Superman.
Oh, yes.
I haven't seen the movie yet.
Have you seen the movie?
I wasn't able to get to it, because MoviePass was broken during then. So, yeah, I've since banished MoviePass from my wallet.
Probably for the best there.
And
going down.
Yeah, they're finally getting class action lawsuits. Thank God.
Good.
Would have been nice. It was nice for a while.
Movie
tickets are expensive. Like, I went to Mask of the Phantasm at a 25th anniversary in Salem. It was a really weird showing. They showed, like, one of the Wile E. Coyote cartoons before it. Like, a random one from the Looney Tunes show, the new one. That was CGI in 3D.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, the showing wasn't in 3D, so it was kind of weird. They, really zoomed in on the aspect ratio was off the whole movie.
Oh,
which is weird. And that was full price for a matinee, which is $13. That's always good.
Yeah. I don't know. I find myself, I mean, I never really went to the theater much, but I find myself going less and less still, despite not going that much.
Despite movies being kind of good and well-spaced now, relatively, I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, like, I mean, I'll
Disney
go see
releasing
stuff
Solo
like
right before Infinity War.
Yeah, that was very. Yeah, I just don't, like, show up to the theater and be like, what do I want to watch? It's like, I already know what I want to watch. I've known what I wanted to watch for, like,
for the past week at least.
At least, yeah. And you're like, okay, how much is this ticket? Is this worth, like, seeing this movie that I want to see, sort of thing?
And also, it's like a catch-22, because watching it list at home is just that much worse. Like, I think, like, TVs are pretty good. I got a 4K TV. That's all nice, even though it sucks on my bandwidth. Almost got over, like, 3 times. It's very intense. Yeah, but I don't think sound will ever get as good as it is in the theater.
No, theater's just an experience.
Yeah.
It's like...
Like, a Quiet Place, like...
Oh, my goodness.
Like, going at the Cinnabar, which is not the best place when it's, like, when a guy's about to get ripped in half. A guy has to come in and get your mozzarella sticks, just like, oh, sorry, I gotta get the cashier.
Excuse me.
Yeah. Yeah, and people... Like, people are bad in cinemas a lot of the time.
Yeah.
That's fair. But, like, it's not worth just, like, not just hearing, like, Batman Mask of the Phantasm. Like, the reason why I wanted to go is just the operatic booming of the theater. And that was worth the price of admission. That is just...
Yeah, I mean, if you have, like, a home theater, I can see that being better. Yeah. Like, you don't deal with other people, you get your own snacks.
It's just not... It's just different than, like, the big theater. Like, it is... It gets loud in there.
Yeah.
Like, that's what you need. Like, a home theater, like, yeah, you can get loud, get surround sound. It's close, but it'll never be
theater. Yeah, there's just that... The je ne sais quoi of a...
Yes.
Of a movie theater that's just...
There's just the right amount of distance that you have from usually doing it.
Yeah.
Like, even if you go to a theater once a day, that's only 2 hours a day that you're in there.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's too expensive, though.
It really is.
Prices are too damn high.
Ooh.
Yeah. Like, I'll never go in a theater for a horror movie. Like, that does not feel like... Quite like a blockbuster horror movie, like Halloween or something like that. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That's just branding
like,
in general,
those
I guess.
Like, made for theaters.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, like a corny B-movie horror movie.
Also, I just don't feel good about, like, wearing headphones during a movie. That's, like, kind of a weird thing to me. Like, having, like, a TV set headphones.
Like,
on a phone. Like, rewatching movies with headphones on, I, like, kind of get.
Oh,
it's, like, as close as you can get. It's just, like, a weird sort of viewing experience that everyone has a different one. That's just all Netflix, and a lot of them are just bad Netflix ones most of the time. I don't know. Apostle, very good. Dan Stevens, horror movie. Very nice.
Yeah, I don't know. Horror movies are... They're not for... Like, big groups. They're for small groups.
Well, the bad ones
friends.
Are for big groups. That's the thing.
Like, well, yeah.
Any, like, B movie that is worth watching is, like, considers itself a horror. As going, like, whole Red Letter Media is founded on bad horror movies.
Yes.
And, like, actually good comedy and good movie reviews.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Just, I've never wanted to see a horror movie in a theater.
Yeah,
most likely
Halloween, but yeah, what are you gonna do? It's not going to the picks. Forget about it.
Ugh, I know, right?
Yeah, if it's not a local theater, like, don't even go to, like, non-blockbusters. Like, honestly.
Yep.
That's just the way it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, even renting movies, like, digitally is, like, a weird thing to do. Like, it just feels weird doing it.
Yeah, you're like, it's on my computer. I feel like I should own this at this point, but it's like...
But it's like $10 to own it for the rest of your life than 48 hours. It's just like, I'm not going to like it that much, am I? And then it's like really good. It's just like, oh.
It's like, well.
I guess I don't need to rewatch it ever again.
Kind of. I know. It's like, because there's no like upgrade option.
Yeah.
There's no like, oh, I rented it
mm-hmm.
and I really liked it. You can't just like pay the difference.
Yeah,
so
right.
So if like renting it is $10 and owning it is $20. You can't just like rent it, watch like really enjoy it and pay like $10 like to add on and just like own it forever.
Yeah, the weird part about Amazon
like,
is
you
like
got a total $30.
They mark down their movies and then whenever they mark down a movie, they mark down the rental price for like $1.
Yeah.
It's like, well, what's even the point of that? You know, like if the price was like $1 more to own it, then people would want to buy it to own it. But then not instead of just like, oh, it's $1 less to rent it, might as well do that. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I guess they're just targeting different kinds of people
to
try to get the most, like, sales. Because if, like, even when you mark down, like, a movie to, like, buy, you get the people who are like, well, that's still kind of expensive considering I only want to watch it once.
Right,
like, I wish I could rent it. And then, like, so they're like, okay, lower the rent price. And people are like, Yeah, so they're trying to get both people who, like, only buy things.
Right, yeah.
And give them a sale. And you're trying to give the people who only rent things who don't want to, like, own mm-hmm. them also a sale. Mm-hmm. So you're trying to get, like, both sides, but...
And also movies these days, like, if they're not... I don't know, a lot of movies I've noticed in, like, the direction is, like, Who Can I Beast is a perfect example of this. They're, like, really poorly written, but they're, like, directed with, like... The directors do what they care about and then just forget everything else. Like, I think the best
Fair.
One of my favorite blockbusters is how absolutely batshit insane it is. It's Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. Did you see it?
Yeah. I haven't God, seen it. God, I love it. Yet.
It's just, like, really weird. It's a really great horror direction and lighting throughout
yeah,
the whole
Yeah, I heard about
it's like
that.
This really, like, it's not like Harry Potter Prison of Azkaban, like, indie film levels.
Yeah.
Like, it went from it, like, a really raunchy indie film to just the best blockbuster of all time. Yeah, but it's just, like, really just insane, like, how it just goes to, like, this really weird gothic horror, like, dramatic, just, like, lightning storms.
Yeah, just, like, all and, like, of a sudden, it's, like, interesting.
Like, terroristic choice. Sort of, like, buyers of, like, Russians and
yeah,
all
I mean,
this
did
kind
it,
of stuff.
Did it work?
It worked. I loved watching it, and I loved that sort of direction it went with it, but it was really stupid and dumb.
But it's just kind of an interesting, it's like... But why?
Yeah. I don't know. Like, you can tell, like, the directors care about things, and they when they do them, it's good.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Michael Bay only does what he cares about, which is really
explosions
and sweaty women.
Yes.
And sweaty Will Smith is...
Yes.
Coming back for Bad Boys, Bad for Life 3. So excited for that. So excited for that to come back. Numeral
Yay.
Letters.
Goodness. Yeah. I mean, that's why people like certain directors, though. I mean, like, I'm a huge, like, Tarantino fan.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's why you get hired as a director, is because you care. You do things that other people like, basically.
Yeah.
And
that just do, like, a really niche thing for a mainstream audience. That's Tarantino's...
Yeah, yeah, like...
sort of method.
The, like, realistic, like, dialogue and, like, timing, I guess. So there's a
yeah.
lot of, like, downtime, I guess, of, like, nothing
right,
in Tarantino
yeah.
movies. But it's not really a bad thing, because, like, it's...
Yeah,
it's
just, like, a different
well.
Type of engagement than just...
Yeah, yeah.
Like, really witty... Sort of, like, dumb romantic comedies.
Yeah, where
like,
it's just, like, joke to joke to joke to line, just bouncing back
just
and forth.
Just to line from, like, a backstory, like, a little bit of backstory stuff, and then back to jokes.
Yeah, yeah.
Unlike Adam McKay films that are just all backstories, drama, comedy, all at the same time, and if I have to do something funnier than anything else.
Yeah, but people just like the Tarantino aesthetic.
Yeah.
Like, he makes a good environment for a movie.
Oh, yeah, he definitely does.
Yeah. And that's why people really like him. But, I mean, if he didn't do it right, it'd come off as just, like, a really boring movie.
Yeah, that's what Jackie Brown is, probably. I don't know. I don't know anybody who's seen Jackie Brown.
I don't even recognize the name.
I don't know. It was, like, one where... Will Smith was, like, I think it was a historical thing. Like, a proper historical, like, race relations thing Tarantino did.
Classic.
Which is, I mean, if anybody can do it, he's the one that wanted to do it.
He's the one that wants to. It's like, wait a minute.
Wants to represent in that community.
Yeah. But... Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely weird, that sort of mentality of just appropriation. Just, like, interpretation. Like, across the board. Like, that, vampire film that's Swedish that everybody absolutely adores. And that's really great. That I always forget the name of. And then they did a bad one with Chloe Moretz and whoever. I feel like the American version just sort of lost all that stuff. Like, all that sort of mentalities of just, like, creepifying something that's just inherently creepy and thought-provoking.
Oh, what is that?
Yeah, I always forget it. It's a solid title. It's, like, not directly related to anything, but, like, the title here is just, like, the Don't You Believe Me, or something like that. Don't You Believe Me?
Someone that... Those yeah. catch-all titles that could really apply to, like, any yeah. movie.
They're just phrases. Goodness. Do You Know What I Did? Just questions. Movie titles in the frames of questions. That's exactly what you need. Mm. Yeah.
I don't know, when you're walking by the theater and you're like, what do I want to watch? Do You Know What I Did?
It's like, why him?
It's like, and then you start thinking, wait, why him? And so you go see it, obviously.
Why him? But Bryan Cranston, is that him saying it? He looks disapproving, but, ooh.
Oh my god, I watched that movie on a plane.
Oh, that's the way to go.
That's where I watched my, like, movies I wouldn't normally
That's where watch. I watch Star Trek, is just whatever TV channels they have a new generation on there. It's like, I might as well get some of this in.
Yeah, it's like, it's that's there, not the might
Orville.
As well.
I really like Orville. Like, that's all I need for Star Trek nice. In general. It's like, yeah, thanks.
I've really liked the movies.
The movies are quite good. Well, one of them. No, two of them. Star Trek Beyond was very good as well. Star Trek 2 was okay. And there's another one that was bad. That was Into the Darkness. That was the second one that was bad.
Was that the one with Khan, right?
That was the one with Khan. But it wasn't really Khan. Shh. Quit your spoilers. It's not Khan. Guys, it's not Khan. What are you thinking?
Oh, man. Yeah. I mean, I enjoyed all three. Number two was definitely weaker.
Yeah. It's boring.
Yeah.
And all the character arcs were just like, you need to be less rash than you were in the last movie. And it's just like...
Pretty much. It's like... You need to tone down on your only characteristic.
You need to have some emotion. And the third one is just like, Simon Pegg wrote it. It's got Star Trek stuff. It's Star Trek. Don't you like it? It's like the Doctor Who of... It's like the new version of Doctor Who that is just like, hey, Doctor Who is sick. You remember Doctor Who? Well, here's a version that's still here. It's still here.
Still here.
Still
it's
here.
There.
For now, dun dun dun. Yeah, Jodie Whittaker wants to leave already. Yeah, apparently all the writing. And apparently it's like the whole thing is rushed right now.
I mean, to be fair, I used to be really into Doctor Who.
Yeah, I did too. I got really into Matt Smith era. Then went back to David Tennant and that was fine. Peter Capaldi did a good job in the beginning.
He did. You and know, people like to hate on
people dropped off on Capaldi because the writing just got so...
Yes.
Moffat's just sort of style just got so muddled.
Yeah, like, for a time, it was, like, the show.
Yeah.
Like, it and, I'd like, say so, Sherlock.
Yeah. It and Sherlock, yeah. Moffat was on the top of his game, just, like, before people found out that his writing was just pretty bland and same.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of the time.
Very
yeah, like, I have not finished season 3 of Sherlock. Like, I have not gotten around to it.
It's... I have a hard time watching...
Because it's just a lot of twists.
...shows with long episodes. Yeah. I'm not, like... Well, it's all about, like, a time commitment thing. It's, like, even if I know I'll enjoy it...
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is, like, the best proponent. Like, they were, like in the first one, it was 20 episodes. It was a total grind. But then now they do their, like, last two seasons, which are very solid. Too bad it got canceled. Probably. I don't know. It's up in the air.
Who knows?
Yeah, but they do like a 3-act structure where 5 episodes of this arc, 5 episodes of this arc, 5 episodes of this arc. Now go home. Get out.
Do something else.
Yeah.
Lazy bums.
Like, you know, that's what anime... That's what I've been getting into anime recently. My Hero Academia. Magnificent. Fairy Tale. Yeah. Very good. And they're just so... Like, unlike Western animation that just takes forever and is broken in the terms of Cartoon Network. Like, the season finale of Steven Universe that started 2 years ago is, like, getting their final 5 episodes. Just, like, in December sometime. Like, that's all it comes out.
Yeah, there's
Adventure
a show
Time
I could never get into.
Ended Steven Universe?
Yeah.
That's fair. It takes a while.
But, I tried.
But Colton, it gets better. That's all the shows. They get better.
They get better.
You just gotta
it's like,
wait.
Why don't they just start again?
Oh. Yeah. To be honest, Avatar didn't really start.
It didn't.
Hashtag.
Actually.
Teen Titans started atrociously. That first season of Titans is rough. Teen Titans, I mean. Titans is quite good. That's because it's the first season now and it's pretty good.
Yeah. I mean,
it gets better.
Shows have been getting better. Oops, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just so... Here's the thing. Here's the thing to get through it. It's fine to fast forward through shows. Like, there's just so much show in a show now, you know? Like, Walking Dead, season one is solid.
Oh, my God. Well, now they have to, like... Well, I mean, they have to fill the 45-minute episode.
Yeah. Well, because Walking Dead used to have a plan with, like, Sandwich War. And, like, everybody was, like, in there laying the seeds for, like, a really tight season. And then it got broadcast televisioned immediately. So now all you gotta do, I just watched the beginning, the premiere and the finale of every season where the stuff actually happens. Like, you don't need, and they over-explain and just fast-forward through the characters you don't care about. Because it's like, they do, oh, we have a really interesting ensemble to take care of.
And so like, they no, give each person screen time. It's like, well,
yeah,
these people are
I just do the
characters.
Main characters. Just do Rick. Just do Daryl. And just do a little bit of Carl, even though he turned out to be a bad actor, but it's good he's dead.
Carl!
Yeah, just ended up being a bad actor. Yeah. Like, Heroes is a really good show when you fast forward through the crappy characters.
Yeah. That was a big show.
That was. That was like the... What's Smallville big? I feel like Smallville was big. I hear a lot of people talk about Smallville. And I tried to watch the first episode, and it ends with him with like, oh, one of the seniors' pranks on the freshman is drawing a Superman symbol on his chest. Superman. Yeah, it's just like really ham-fisted ways to work in something like that. It's just so warped and weird.
I feel like it was
seasons.
Big, but I don't feel like it was like Heroes big, because I had like heard about like a lot of things about Heroes.
Yeah.
And like Lost.
Like Lost was... It was explosive.
Yeah. Like, they were, like, cultural things.
And that's why nobody liked the ash that was left by the end. Just in the form of a question mark. That's what Lost was.
And you're like, no, stop it.
But maybe with Lost we have Wrecked now, which is definitely worth it.
Very good. Completely throughout.
Yeah.
Very entertaining. I'm interested to see if it gets continued.
That'd be very good. I don't know.
I really
like, hey,
don't think it will
watch
be.
The previous episodes on the TBS IP. Watch all episodes on the TBS application.
I love Steve.
Yeah. Reese Darby is just...
He's so good.
That's what it needs.
Him and Flight of the Conchords.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, it must be nice to have just that representation for a country.
Yeah.
It's just them. And there's Taika Waititi just directing.
Speaking of which... Have you seen What We Do in Shadows?
Yes, of course.
Bringing it back to the spooky
themes. Spooky themes of being very depressed about situations in flats.
Yep, the spookiest
flat
thing
housing.
Of all.
Depression. Flat housing. Apartments for those Americans listening, which are the only people that are listening. Yeah.
Yeah.
Barely.
Yeah, but What We Do in Shadows...
It's just a masterpiece.
It is a masterpiece.
Because it does the thing that parodies do about mockumentaries. I think the most important thing about parody, I've said this many times, is they have to do the movie they're parodying better.
Yes.
Than the movies that are bad. And the mockumentaries are like really accurate, and like vampire movies in general. Like, yeah, they have their jokes, but it's like a really creepy, unsettling atmosphere. Like a really crooked house with like dark painted walls. Just like really gory sights. Like, yeah, it's funny when he vomits of it when it excess, but there's, like, a really small sort of tone of just, like, weird, uncanny valleys of just them floating while they're sweeping and vacuuming their ceiling.
Yeah,
and
like...
It just, like, looks wrong.
Yeah, it's interesting you mentioned that about mockumentaries, because, like, the best mockumentaries are, like, completely serious.
Yeah, they're
basically.
All about the atmosphere. Like, that's what's important. Like, American Vandal. Is like the comedy in that. It's just
yeah,
like really
the,
accurate.
The comedy in that.
Really
is...
anxiety filled. Like the comedy, which heightens the comedy and also heightens the drama of everything.
Yeah.
Because like the finale of season one is like one of the more depressing things. Like one of the more harrowing journeys I've had to go as a person.
Yeah.
It's like really solid main and like has the point. In mockumentaries, you can just say the point. The world shows the point you want to make through a documentary in general. Like that's a good documentary.
Yeah.
Just like, yeah, like all the ones that are Netflix now, just like, yeah, business is bad. Suck it.
So
then it just
like, oh, okay.
Cuts to black credits. Watch the next episode of Insatiable. That's the bad Debbie Ryan one.
Oh my god. Yeah, the best mockumentaries, like, could be documentaries.
Yeah.
They take themselves maybe too seriously, which is why it brings out the humor.
Because, like, documentaries are, like, very far and wide. That's why Documentary Now works so good. Like, they are strict parodies of all... Documentary Now is the smartest television show.
Honestly.
Well,
a lot of them...
I don't want to exclude Legion from that, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of smart television shows, but that one is definitely one of them.
It's smart enough to where you will not be able to appreciate it. You'll just laugh at it and, like, how straight it is, but, like, you have to, like, really dive deep into, like, documentaries in general.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, some of them are silly. Like, the... first episode.
The first one was just them in drag.
Where it's just...
It was, like, really slow and like, drag. Kind of boring. But that makes... That's because, like, ending is so...
It's a,
Yeah, it's like
it's
a
like
real
a direct
one.
Copy of, like, a real...
Yeah.
Like, really
Shady
unsettling,
Oaks.
Like...
No, Shady Oaks
real,
was, like, the...
Yeah.
Actual one. Or something Meadows, and then it was, like, Meadows something, yeah.
Yeah.
They always have, like, a documentary that they're directly parodying, which
directly
just makes
parodying,
that.
Yeah.
Which makes, like, the tone of it. Because they, like, the tone's real. It's, like, a real tone.
Oh, yeah.
But they just put, like, jokes into it. But, like, not really jokes at all.
Just, yeah.
My favorite part
those are, like,
that
my
I always think
jokes.
About in a television was the whole Bunker parody episode, the... I think actually it is called The Bunker, like the actual episode, like the election of that small town official. And he just pulls over and puts out a lawn jockey on a lawn. It's like, oh my god, I can't believe this guy has a lawn jockey. Just the way Bill Hader says anything in that show.
I love Bill Hader so much.
He's the best character actor. Yeah. That's what I'm most excited about It Chapter 2, is just Bill Hader.
Bill Hader.
Yeah, in general. And Jessica Chastain, of course.
I still need to watch that one.
It?
I yeah.
I watched,
when it
have
came
you seen
out,
the original?
I did watch the original.
I'm
when
a
it
big
came
fan
out,
of that.
I was like, oh, I'll get ready for that because I'll watch that soon. Definitely,
yeah.
I didn't. But
yeah, it's
I was like,
good.
I'll watch the original, and I watched the originals.
I have more fondness for the miniseries because it's surprisingly like the it parts with Tim Curry. Like Tim Curry did a really good performance, but it's really wacky,
fantastic,
and dumb to have a clown in this movie. Like I really just love. Like, their relationships. And, like, it's really hokey, but I kind of really appreciate that. Like, all the kid stuff. And just murderous Stephen King bullies. Which I'm always a big fan of. Yeah, it's definitely really interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed the original. And I heard the new one is really funny in some parts.
Yeah, they got the...
Because,
it's
like
actual comedy. Instead
like
of just, like...
Yeah.
Whatever, like, in the miniseries, you're just, like, in the middle of, like, doing a racist, like, bit. And, like, that's how the funny guy's funny. Like, there's a lot of improv, in air quotes.
Yeah.
Like, the November 30th show at LBCC, Tokino Hall, West Albany Improv Troupe, and South Albany. I was meant to say that at the beginning of the episode, but I didn't. So here it is.
November. You've made it this far, so now you have to go.
Yeah, November 30th, Friday. Improv show. We're good
and
at it.
What time is that?
7, probably. 7.
And how much are tickets?
Free for students, $5 for folks. Do you count as a student? I don't know.
Maybe you're a
You
folk.
Probably count as a student. Who knows? We gotta sell tickets for West Albany to the 12 people that listen every week. It's up to you.
The fate of the West Albany Improv Troupe lies in your hands, in
yes.
your hands alone.
So yeah, it. Yeah, it's funny because it does actual humor instead of the miniseries. You're just like, oh, what are you, gay? Yeah, it's like all the main guy's jokes in the sort of original miniseries, which I'm not really ever a fan of Stephen King's jokes
yeah.
in general.
I mean... It's like a quote-unquote horror movie.
Yeah.
I don't really understand, like, gratuitous humor in those. Like, I appreciate jokes. I always do. I appreciate humor. But at the end of the day, it's a thriller.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a thriller horror about a creepy clown. That's an interdimensional clown. That's in an internal battle with a space turtle.
Yes.
That all ends in the main conflict after you beat a clown to death. You have to do an orgy in the sewers to get out of there. It wasn't even
Naturally.
An orgy.
Naturally.
Yeah, but, like, not a homosexual orgy. No, you gotta take turns with the girl. Yeah, that's Stephen King's writing. Even though one of them's clearly flamboyantly gay in the novel. And yeah. in the movie. I have to edit this part out. It's solid, though, yeah. Stephen King things in general are pretty good. The Mist, that's a good one. Frank.
Oh, yeah.
Frank Darabont's, like, third movie. Like, after Shawshank and,
Yeah, yeah.
Other Stephen King stuff. It's, like, a really weird choice for him.
It was.
But, like, he really did it quite well.
Yeah, he did it well.
And the black and white version is the one he wanted to do, and I totally get that.
Oh, never
mind. Oh, is the Green Mile next. That's...
Green Mile.
That's a rough one to follow up with The Mist.
Yeah.
Yeah, all
there's mainstream horror for you.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to The Dark Tower?
Duh, the movie was very bland.
Okay, so it did come out.
Yeah, it came out. Yeah, it did come out. Like, the trailers look pretty good.
Yeah, I remember watching the trailer.
Idris Elba.
I love him. He's like, so good.
Yeah, he's one of the best. It was like, oh yeah, just shooting each other and cool stuff. And then the movie was like really darkly lit the whole time. It was like the Spawn series HBO 90s of just whatever. And it was like, you couldn't really see anything. And then the kid was boring.
It's like, that reminds me of Man of Steel. Like, there was so much potential because Superman hasn't had like a fantastic movie in quite a long time.
Since the first one.
Since the actual first one.
Yeah.
And
Superman Returns was just a setup, was more of a setup than anything.
Is that the 2000s?
Yeah.
One? Okay, I remember watching that one.
It's a solid film, but it was like, oh, the big action one's going to be next, you know? That's what I wanted to do. And then the movie kind of didn't do good.
No.
Because it was really meditative and all that crap. Yeah. All that Superman crap.
Yeah. And then Man of Steel tried to piggyback on the...
Nolanverse.
Yeah, the success of The Dark Knight.
Yeah.
Movies. And so it was like...
And then the poorly ignoring lit, of gray. The Dark Knight Rises.
Also that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I know this has been, like, said in, like, internet forums all over, but, like, yes. Superman is supposed to be this, like, shining pinnacle, like, beacon of light.
Yeah.
In, like, his city. And Batman like, he was kind of mopey as a kid
because he's, yeah. like, dad guy, but that, like, made him, like, want to be more strong and, like...
Yeah, like, he's... I mean, his costume is blue and red, for heaven's yeah. sake. I mean, like, Batman is supposed to be kind of dark and gray, and Gotham is yeah, literally like the worst city in the world to live.
Yeah, with a big old demon bat in the bowels of Gotham.
I know,
cursing
yeah.
the people to be a condiment kings and whatnot. But...
Yeah, but... I don't know what they were thinking. They're like, well, we're going to make this like a serious, like, dark movie. And it's like, but it's Superman. Like, he's literally the most, like, overpowered superhero.
Yeah.
Like, make it like a nice, bright fella. Movie with a nice, bright fella. Yeah.
Yeah. Just, like, watch the animated series of Superman.
Yeah.
Like, I like it slightly better than, like, Batman, because it just, like, it's so good. That's like, the first, good. It takes, like, a good hour and a half, like, three-part trilogy to get his whole origin out of the way, and just him in, like, Kansas. That's, like, being, like, kind of mopey, just like, I just want to play football. You know?
Football.
Yeah, and then Christopher Reeves is just, that film, that entire film just perfectly represents just, like, everything. Like, back then, because it just breaks the world with, like, turning it in the reverse. Oh, yeah, that's not great. Yeah, which they almost, which in the Chris Donner cut, the original Superman 2 director,
mm-hmm.
that just happens again, so Zod doesn't end up dead.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, but yeah, Dolly represented, like, the truth and justice, and just, like, being the small-town kid growing up, like, knowing that, oh, you can't help some people, so you gotta help everybody.
Yeah.
And then it was good. It was also good. That's important for movies, is that they gotta be good. J.K. Rowling, I'm still on that. I honestly can't believe how bad Fantastic Beasts was, like, after all this time. Like, after thinking about it, rewording it better than I did in the last podcast. It's just five acts of, you know, reintroductory setup and callbacks, setup, edgy badge setup, and then confusing, incoherent setup.
Yeah, they were trying to do too many things. And I haven't even seen the movie, but, like, they have, like Newt's brother, right?
Yeah, that's the best part. It's just Newt's
brother.
That's
good.
Because that's like the new casting of this film was pretty good, because the worst casting happened in the photo frames of the last movie, ironically.
Yeah, and they had like Dumbledore.
Yeah.
And
like all the young actors were like fantastic.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Young Newt, like, perfectly embodied an Oscar-winning actor.
Oh,
and, like,
good.
Young Dumbledore is better than whatever the movie one was. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
There's a perfect blend of Half-Blood Prince and The Last Jedi to really alienate everybody. yeah.
Speaking of The Last Jedi.
Yeah.
I did not see that one either.
Honestly.
Well, I mean,
it's good. It's just the, like, episode 7 has the best, some of the best dialogue writing I've ever, like,
good.
Witnessed and heard. Like,
but I just heard it was.
And then Last Jedi
many,
had
like,
terrible
callbacks.
Dialogue. Yeah, not
too many.
I don't think it was too many. Just, like, a lot of digressions. Like, it didn't have a. The main theme was undermined by the rest of the movie. Like, that's exactly
what
I'm talking about. The directors and writers care about one sort of aspect of the last movie. And then they just do whatever they want along with that in, like, a storytelling game. Like, they cared about Kylo Ren and Luke Skywalker
and
Rey a little
without
bit.
Without a shirt.
Yeah. Ben Solo. And then they cared about all them. They cared about Luke being a bit of a darker guy, which that was all really well done, except for the dialogue. Every word he said was the worst thing. This isn't going to go the way you think it's going to go.
It's like, okay, what way is that?
Well, thanks for being. I mean, when you have Mark Hamill saying it, it's not.
Actors. Certain actors can save movies.
Yes.
And, like, it would have been much, much worse if Mark Hamill was not saying those lines.
Yeah.
And that's important to, like, think about.
At
with, like,
the
other
Arkham
movies
Asylum
too.
Games.
Yeah.
Arkham City was good.
They were very
Arkham
good.
Asylum does not hold up, flat out.
Really?
I got the Return to Arkham, like, right when it came out. I was like, you know what, I didn't really play too much of Arkham Asylum. I'm going to go back and do it. And then every voice actor that isn't just Kevin Conroy and Mark Hamill is just god-awful. Like, the Jim Gordon is, like, the guy from the Lego City commercials. And it was just like, what?
It's like, huh?
What's the point? Yeah. And then Bane is just whatever. Like, the boss fights are good, and the rest of the gameplay is just kind of bland.
Yeah.
Yeah, Arkham City is. I played through it 5 times. Fantastic. Arkham Knight, very boring and bland, except for the Joker parts.
I played that one.
Which, yeah. Yeah, it's just bad tank a lot of it, which is the worst thing I hate in video games. It's just tank stuff, and that's all it is. Like, hey, want to know an epic Deathstroke fight? In a tank. In Deathstroke's tank. Take it down, Batman.
It's like, yeah. Wait. No.
And then Arkham Origins is the best one of, like, any of them. Like,
okay.
Arkham Origins is a really great game with, like, the story that it's, like, the best rock. It's, like, way better than any of the Rocksteady stories.
Yeah.
Like, the only problem is that they got, like, Sonic to play Batman. Like, the actor for that. That's and, like, Troy Baker does a really solid Joker, too. That's, like, the only problem is, like, the Batman voice actor. But everything else, like, this, it has, like, actual cinematography in the cutscenes and
that's good.
Has, like, rendered cutscenes.
Yeah,
and, like,
I remember
really
enjoying
awesome.
The game.
Because it's just about, like, it's on Christmas, and they got Christopher Drake to score it. Like,
oh,
the best
nice.
DC composer, flat out. Like, at all. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
God, I don't know. I was just so always good. Confused, because Batman was like, I don't kill anyone. And then it literally shows, like, x-ray shots of you breaking people's, like, necks and spines. It's like,
yeah.
Wait, what? It's like, there's no way they could have survived
that. So
you're
with brain trauma? Justice 2, also very good.
It's like, I'm not killing them. Their broken spine is. It's
yeah.
like, what? That,
well, I mean,
like, literally throwing knives, like, batarangs. It's like,
yeah.
there's no way these people are living through this.
Yeah, they're bleeding out in an alleyway where another guy's gonna shank them to death and steal their stuff.
Steal their stuff, yeah. Yeah. I mean, obviously, you gotta keep those things in.
Yeah, you gotta
to, like,
have the high
make
ground.
It a good game.
Yeah.
Like, to make it entertaining. You can't be like, oh,
that's why I
Batman
love the Middle-earth games. To bring you back to the. About 2 hours ago now, I guess. I don't know. It's been a while.
And a half.
Yeah, something like that, yeah. Middle-earth is just, like, really fun, you know, Assassin's Creed, whatever. but like really cathartic Arkham combat where you just end up decapitating orcs and just stabbing them again into the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. It's really cathartic and great.
The Lord of the Rings
franchise
has had a lot of very good games.
Really interesting roller coaster of games, yeah.
And a lot of bad games. It's, yeah. A lot of
bland games, yeah.
I remember the one I played when I was younger. It was...
I played Two Towers on PS2. I had that one. That's always sick.
It was like a spin-off. It wasn't like title as a movie. It was...
Right, it was like Battle for Middle-Earth, or... No, Aragorn's Quest. That was the Wii one.
Wasn't that one. I played on the Xbox. But, I don't know, it was so much fun. It was like a... I guess it was like a...
Third-person action game.
It reminded me... It was like the exact kind of gameplay as you see in, like, the original Battlefront 2. Like, Star Wars Battlefront.
Okay. Yeah, I kind of remember that game where you play as the bad guys at, like, the after credits thing.
Yeah.
And, like, it was... Yeah, there's a few games like that that are pretty solid.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that. And mm-hmm. I wish I knew what it was.
Yeah.
But, that's... I don't know, I've always liked those kind of games. I mean, yeah. I play Star Wars Battlefront 2, the original one. I think it's the 2007?
Yeah, it's about 2006 or 7.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
It's original Xbox, yeah.
It shows, like, the date next to the game on Steam, but...
Yeah, and I also did that for the Xbox.
Yeah.
Like, that and Republic Commando I bought.
Oh my god,
original,
yes.
Xbox. Dude, sick.
Dude, that was, like, the Star Wars video game, like, renaissance.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Jedi Academy, the Old Republic games.
Old Republic, yeah. Oh, so good. Lego Star Wars.
Lego Star Wars. Okay, Lego games are actually consistently, like, my favorite games.
They're not my favorite games, but I get them absolutely whenever I can.
Yeah.
Like...
I get that.
The last one I got... Well, like, when I get one, I 100%... I almost 100% it.
Oh, yeah.
Except for all the crappy... Really glitchy. Like, you gotta, like, glitch to get the certain min kits. I don't do that, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
They're always great. Like, Lego Star Wars, all of them, Lego Star Wars 2, 1, 2, and 3. Like, 3 is very underrated. They're all just underrated.
So good.
Because, like, now they're just, like, they have a complicated rule set that you can apply to, like, the rest of the game, which is good. Like, I think Lego Batman 2 is better than a lot of the Arkham games, except for Origins and No City.
Lego Batman 2. Is Lego Batman 2. Is that the one where they go to space?
No. Lego Batman 3 is the space one. That's not very good.
It's a weird one.
Lego Batman 2 is just, like, a wholly expansive Gotham, just, like, this fantastic love letter sort of crafting of, like, the Tim Burton era of Lego games, and you can do the Batmobiles and whatever, do patrols. Yeah. And, like, the Justice League came at the very end, which is always good.
Yeah. Yeah. I found out what that Lord of the Rings game was.
Yeah.
Lord of the Rings Conquest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All those sort of subtitles were in games that way.
Yes.
Yeah.
That game was so good.
Yeah.
And it played exactly like Star Wars Battlefront. Mm-hmm. In like, you played as like...
Just like ground troops a
ground
lot of the
troops,
time.
Ground
troops,
yeah. Like,
I was
like playing like the bad guys,
the orcs
and orcai, and then like you could be a troll,
yeah,
if you like unlocked it, and I was like being like the big old trolls, but like then you had like the heroes too,
yeah,
and you could be like Saruman or like,
okay, Saruman or Gandalf or Aragorn,
yeah, yeah,
what was Aragorn?
And then yeah, like I always played like Legolas when I could pick a hero. It was just,
yeah, that's the way to go.
Highly recommend. 10 out of 10. I'm going to go try to find it when I get home.
Oh, yeah, for sure, yeah. Lego Lord of the Rings was also a very good one. That was like the last hurrah before proper voice acting. Yeah. Everything was just like, it was just like, yeah, this is the movie, but physical comedy, which was really good. And just
like
a whole open world,
thing.
Middle Earth.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, I still don't know how I feel about the voice acting in Lego games.
I think it's very... They do some really good stories with it, like Lego Dimensions. Like, they got an absolutely insane cast, except for the Simpsons cast. They just use, like, Lego Dimensions was a really fantastic thing.
Is it?
I don't know.
I mean, is it
still around? Can't, no. Like every Toys to Life thing was like, hey, we're not going to release a new game. We're just going to go a second year for you guys. And then they instantly get canceled. It's like, well, thanks for not buying our stuff, gamers. Yeah, I just like Disney Infinity. That was just a really great community. And we just didn't share it with anybody. And that's how it ended.
Well.
God, it was so good.
I don't know.
I loved it.
It's like everyone. We keep coming back to this theme.
Yeah.
Everyone sees something insanely popular, Skylanders.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh crap, we gotta do something like that.
Well, it's not even like that. Like, they worked on it for like 5 years. Like, Skylanders is the really rushed one. But then that was like, lasted the longest because it was so rushed and so little thought was like put into a lot of it.
Yeah, but.
Like, ended up getting a TV show. Like, there wasn't a Disney Infinity TV show with like any Disney character. That would have made so much money. Like, at least Disney Infinity lives on through just, like, the toy box figures, which are still pretty good.
Yeah.
And, like, they're doing pretty well, because, no doubt, it's a great style, great way to present toys.
Oh, yeah, I mean, they're just, like,
all connected. Anyway. It's just, like, all connected and meshes with each other. It was, like, what Disney Infinity was all about.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the bonus of these.
And, like, it mentions was, like, a story about everything coming together and, like, culminating in these great ways.
Yeah, the LEGO Dimensions was good, but I feel like they kind of overestimated how much people would pay for, like, the figures. I mean, like, you get a full LEGO set, which is great.
They were really experimental, and that was really got them. It's like, yeah, you have the level packs that are, like, $20. Like, you get, like, vehicles. And they tied, like, vehicles to everything, which was really weird.
Yeah.
Which is what Disney Infinity did, too. Like, you couldn't, like, actually get into a vehicle because all the characters were different. Had to do that.
Yeah.
But it was, like, really fake vehicles. You can get an actual vehicle like you could in other LEGO games. And yeah, they sort of got tied in with everything. It's like a cute little, rebuild it 3 times, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Which is a little fun to do, but yeah, but then they had, like, these really intricate level packs that were just, like, straight-up episodes. Like, the Simpsons one was just the Mysterious Voyage of Homer.
Oh, interesting.
Which is really good. Adventure Time was just the first episode, but, like, completely retold and, like, reshuffled to, like, be a lot more entertaining and, like, have a really good vibe. Like, every sort of thing, like, Disney Infinity and both LEGO Dimensions were just love letters to whatever they could get their hands on, and they treated
pretty
it
much, yeah.
Like insane. Like, Middle Earth was like a whole open world, like, you know, had like a weird DC, the DC world had like weird mishmash, but other than that, you know, they had like the Land of Voo, like down to a T. Like, it was like, it was made like 2 seasons before it ended, but it had like some great, fantastic sort of world building and everything, and references and all sorts of things that they made for like every single different world. Like, Sonic was just insane. Like, they were so true to everything that Sonic is.
Yeah, they're,
and like, they were Legos. It was good. They were,
yeah,
like, good toys.
I mean,
you can
Legos.
Actually use Legos outside of it. Yeah, like Disney Infinity, like, yeah, I can kind of get, like, people don't want to do collectibles exactly, but
yeah, which is why it kind of confuses me, because, like, personally, I'm not too big into, like, figurines.
Yeah,
I guess, like, I'd rather have a Lego set.
That's fair. Yeah,
but
I definitely would rather have a Lego set or something like that. Or, like, a regular action figure, like the Toy Box toys.
Yeah, but
I don't know, but
I don't know, just something. I mean, Lego sets are more expensive. And so you see, like, you're like, Skylanders, super cheap, basically. I mean, they're
super
still, like,
cheap.
Super expensive.
They got the Crash one, looks kind of good, but yeah.
Yeah, and so they're like, all these figures are, like, a lot more inexpensive than these Disney Infinity ones, which are a lot more inexpensive than these Lego ones. And so, like, people play Skylanders.
People play Skylanders because the kids...
Most,
whatever.
And then, yeah.
They like the... Like, when something good comes after Disney Infinity, like, they were always good about choices. Like, the first, like, round... Like, the first game had, like, a really great selection that I wouldn't have changed at all. But then the second one is like, oh, yeah, no duh, Stitch and Marvel. And then the third one, like, even more, is like, yeah, Mickey Mouse and then Star Wars, no duh. But, like, each one had their, like, own sort of, like, sectors and, like, things they wanted to focus on. They really brought a really great thing to it. And then they weren't gonna cheap out the fourth year and just have, like, yeah, we're gonna have a whole mode, it's gonna be great. You know, we're gonna have, like, actual crossover things, we're gonna have a whole, every single Marvel movie is gonna get a playset. It's gonna be great. And then it got canceled.
Yeah.
That's another whole thing. Just like, yeah, it's just, they overestimated. That's like the other theme of Thanksgiving is overestimation.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Like, just overestimating how much food I can actually eat.
Yeah.
Every year, we always make so much food, and I'm like, and I don't eat breakfast, and I'm like, I'm ready for this meal.
Yeah.
And then I have, like, one plate, and I'm like, I'm so full.
God.
Yeah. It's rough. But, you know, favorite thing about Thanksgiving is not the meal itself. It's the sandwich you have the next day of all the leftovers.
Yeah.
And
I can get that.
It's an all-inclusive sandwich. You literally put everything you ate on Thanksgiving on that sandwich, and it's the greatest thing.
Yeah.
Greatest thing.
I just make, like, a microwave a corn dog. Just like, yeah. We're taking it down a notch. This is a chill day. Unlike the, just have a week, used to be able to have, like, a week refractory period for Thanksgiving. Ugh. The way it used to be.
Back in the good old days.
Back in the good old days when we just were able to sit around the fire. Didn't have to go to get no schooling. I just went down to the watering hole and got my degree in fishing. Taught a man to fish for a day. That's what I do. That's what I did. That's how I earned my pay.
You have them coming back every day.
Yeah. Lego games are good, though. Except for Lego Hobbit. And Lego... The Lego movie game is inexplicably very bad. Because it just, like...
Yeah.
It did weird voice acting stuff. And it had, like, some rights to, like, hey, here's Ninjago, here's Batman, all that stuff. But then, like, they just showed low-res cutscenes of the movie. Like, really low-res quality versions of the movie, like, scenes.
I don't know. The strengths of the other Lego movies is they're taking something that's not Lego and making it Lego.
Yeah.
And that was, like...
That was very nuanced, and, like, they had, like, their own brand of visual comedy to go with it. And then they went into the story-driven things, which they actually didn't do too bad of a job of, like Lego Batman.
That's good.
They have, like, seasoned comic book writers, like Lego Marvel has a good story that ties in, like, the X-Men and everyone into that. And, like, they get some pretty solid voice talents and, like, some meh ones for, like, Spider-Man, usually. They have some weird choices on that front.
Yeah. I don't know.
But, yeah.
It's
definitely a good amalgamation of everything. Like, it's always good to be surprised. Yeah. Like...
Yeah.
And they're, like, the ones that are, like, they have, like, a little extra time with branding. I think Force Awakens was really good. The Lego one.
I did enjoy Because
they
Awakens.
Actually did get the voice cast to do extra lines to, like, tie things together.
Yes.
Like, from the actual regular
movie That audio. Was the most recent Lego game I've played.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I think that's for me, too. I don't know.
I
bought
it.
One of the last packs for Lego Dimensions, and that might be the last thing I've done. Like, they did Fantastic Beasts ones, but it was like, yeah, we have a really ambitious way to just have, like, eight, like, a whole Lego game for, like, $50 to connect to Lego Dimensions. And I was just like,
it's
all right. Yeah. It's, the thing about the Lego game is not just, like, the story in general, it's, like, the whole wide variety of characters. Like, Lego Harry Potter had, like, all these sort of weird...
Oh, yeah,
sort of, like,
yeah.
niche characters that you can bring
well,
in.
Well, that's why I loved Lego Marvel Super Heroes.
Yeah.
It's because there were so many characters.
Yeah. And Lego Marvel Super Heroes 2 was just like, yeah, we're just doing multiverse so we can do whatever we want. And, like, have, like, a giant open world. I've played... Yeah, I
is
haven't
that
been able
Avengers?
To play...
Lego
no, Lego Avengers is, like, a good... Is, like, a pretty solid one, too. It's just, like, a little bit more niche than Lego Marvel Super Heroes.
Okay, okay.
That just made, like, every, like, bit part, like, in the Marvel movie Stan Lee, which is good. Rest in peace.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah. Man, they're just really good about just getting whatever they can. Like, that's what... That's the thing that bums me out about, like... They didn't learn their... They learned a lot of lessons from Lego Batman 3, but Lego Batman 3 would have been really good if they just got everything right. Because they, like, put in, like, everything. Like, all these sort of different planets, but they, like, did, like, the exploration weird with camera angles. Like, everything was, like, kind of watered down. But, like, all the characters were really solid. Like, they got Beast Boy, they got Bat-Cow. They got all the funny ones.
I need to check that game out. I haven't
I don't think you need
to
check it out exactly, but...
Yeah.
The controllers are just a little bit iffy in a lot of the time.
Fair.
And then Lego DC Villains is... Would be really good, but it just came out, so I'm not going to buy a Lego game full priced.
Honestly.
Sorry, yeah.
My favorite part about the original Lego Batman, which is, like, one of my absolute favorite Lego games, is...
You play the villain story
You play
as well.
The villain story as well, and it, like... It's, like, the like, same story.
Yeah, it's just...
But it's just from, like, the other point of view.
Yeah, it's kind of like a prequel story a lot of the
time.
Yeah,
mostly, like, prequel story, and... That game was, like, some of the most fun I've had on, like, my Xbox. Like, I mean, I had Lego Indiana Jones and Lego Batman. Really good. And, like, I don't know. That was before voice acting and before split screen.
Right, yeah.
And they just had a kind of different feel to them. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoy it.
They're definitely like kind of like a home computer, just sort of get on that. Like, always reminded me of those types of games.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like that and like the Lego Star Wars ones.
Yeah. It's like a little bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah, but just, yeah. They've had to like grow with games, but great. But actual like video open world games have just been growing slightly more than the Lego games, which is a little bit weird. To go back to the previous Lego games that went open world.
Yeah. Yeah. All kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Lego Star Wars 3. You were saying that was underappreciated. And I completely agree. That like, was probably my favorite Lego Star Wars.
Like, that's like
game.
The one like game. Like they have like kind of like, oh, here's a little bit of a gameplay thing, but that like completely changed like a bunch of gameplay mechanics that never came back. Like giant battles and like armies.
Oh yeah, like the huge battles and like controlling like the squads. I guess.
Yeah, just like aiming them. And just, like, swiping your lightsaber, and then 5 droids, like, 20 droids just fly and die.
Yeah,
it's, like, man. Just that much more satisfying.
It was a very good game.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Yeah, and then
the
and,
like, all the bounty hunter stuff.
That.
Space battles. Yeah. Always love them.
Always had, like, the main hub world was really good with, like, the ships and, like, the malevolence, or just, like, whatever Sith ship was on. You go
on
there,
yeah,
and they have their own stuff going on.
Ship.
Like that's where the secrets were, a lot of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a good game. I'll have to play that, like, break that one out again.
Oh, yeah, Lego Incredibles came out, too.
Yeah.
That was before DC Villains. Lego Incredibles really interested me a lot. I'll get into it, definitely. Because it has, like, a bunch
eventually.
Of Pixar characters as well.
Oh, good.
Yeah, like Woody and Monsters, Inc. and
yeah.
Monsters, Inc. Sully.
Like, I'm interested, but I haven't really heard anything about it.
Yeah.
And, like, that's probably because, like, while Lego games are extremely popular, they're not, like,
yeah, they
the
sell well.
Game.
They don't.
They're not, like,
about,
game of the year.
Yeah,
like,
people only talk about, like, the biggest open world, just, like, it's franchises. It's all franchises now.
Yeah.
And just
like,
Lego is just a disrespected franchise because it's for babies or whatever, because it can be played by children. It just immediately gets disrespected.
Well, I mean, I think that's why they're good is why it's like yes,
that's like Minecraft
can play.
Like it's a really solid like one
game.
With, like one of the best soundtracks like I've ever heard. Like it's really emotional.
I've spent a lot of hours in Minecraft.
Deep, yeah.
But
yeah, just
yeah, it's because it's
how big it
so
gets.
Easy.
Yeah.
For new people to get into it.
Yeah, absolutely.
People like well, people love to gatekeep and they're like, well, if you can't beat Dark Souls with a banana, you're not, like, a true fan. Like,
yeah. Like, Lego games fans are just like, yeah, I like...
They're so accessible.
Yeah, I like Beetlejuice in 80s movies. Just play Lego Dimensions with a few things.
Yeah.
Like, that's, like, the biggest curve that you gotta get through. Just like, yeah, everyone likes Marvel. Go play $5. Lego Marvel Super Heroes 1. It kind of holds up technically, but you're not there for the technical stuff. You're there for, like, a really good...
Well, you're there for all the characters,
you're playing
really.
Characters and... story with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the really charming side of branding that's really come out of all the sort of shill that is media.
Yeah.
No.
Man.
Because that's what I'm thankful for this Thanksgiving.
Me too.
Spooky branding.
Ooh.
Yeah. So you gotta go soon? It's 4:20.
Yeah.
So that's the end of the podcast. 4:20. Thanks, everyone. No, but really, though, yeah. So, yeah, thank you so much for coming, Colton Byers.
Oh,
I'll come
thank
by
you
anytime
for
once
me.
Again.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Anytime.
I forgot to do a letter segment last week because Fantastic Beasts drained me. But, yeah, I'd like to do a quick thankful letter to Colton Byers, of course. Okay. All the other boys that are out there, a part of the podcast that could not be with us today. And Stanley. Now, Stanley did pass away about 3 weeks ago now. And we made a joke about it in a previous episode about Kayla not knowing who he is. And that was a good bit. But yeah, he's a very creative force. That was before the time that sort of created this sort of confusing landscape of superheroes and Spider-Man that it is now. But it's definitely worthwhile. And unlike J.K. Rowling, to tie it into that, he was a writer that really did accept help from many other fantastic individuals like Steve Ditko and everybody else involved with that that also did pass away. So yeah, God bless, and I'll see you boys at the club next week. Awkwardly get it.